I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David thy servant. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. O remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Maskell of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord for ever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. And he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels, and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? For thus saith the Lord, Enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord, even loving kindness and mercies. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you, and cause you to return to your own land. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. That they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes, and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but for thy great mercies. And I will betroth thee unto me for ever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. Therefore thus saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering,